Hi, this is Brantley Usry with the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
Just the other day, yeah. 720 WGN, on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue. And for many Chicagoans, especially in the summer, it's almost, you know, no other place that they would rather be as opposed to being here in the winter. But so many families, friends, and a lot of Midwesterners here in our listening audience are getting in the car, heading out for some of those great road trips. And one of the ones that we're recommending is not that far away. You can get in the car, you can head out there and see some history, get some great shopping, and of course, beautiful national parks as well. On the line with us, we have Brantley Usry. He is with the Charlottesville Albemarle Visitor and Tourism Bureau. It's a mouthful, but it's also a great location and destination. Brantley, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Dana. I appreciate it.
So, I mean, it's great to hear from you guys. And I know on this program, we have recommended a bunch of different kind of road trips. People get in the car, they can get out there. You're not talking about going across the ocean or any place super far away, and that there are so many things in our great country to see that are within driving distance. You can get out there and experience it with your family for a couple days or a week and see some of the sites. So let's talk about it, where you guys are located in proximity in relation to here in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are on the East Coast in Virginia. We are located in the central part of the state. We're close to the mountains, and we're also a very short trip from Washington, D.C. You can actually be in the nation's capital from Charlottesville in just about a two-hour drive. So we're very conveniently located to lots of different things. And, of course, right here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County is where we have a whole lot of things going on and a whole lot of things that would be interesting to people who have a wide variety of things that they like to do. So I'd love to talk about some of those today.
Yeah. Oh, you talk about a little bit of the nature, you talk about some of that history, and maybe, you know, families can make it, you know, one of the stops, maybe stop at both of those, because how often do you get within a couple hours of Washington, D.C.? But when it comes to kind of presidential history and some of the, mm-hmm. the sites, you guys have that right there. I mean, is because, you know, the country, when it wasn't such a big place, you know, a lot of the either politicians or leaders that we had in the government probably came from around the Washington, D.C. area, and you have three presidents' homes right in your backyard.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So how many places can you go where you can visit three presidential homes all in one swoop? So the three homes are Thomas Jefferson's Monticello.
Nice.
And that is just a couple of miles from the downtown Charlottesville area. So that draws in, oh, I believe it's about 500,000 visitors per year that go and check out Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. There's more to it than just exploring the home, too. You can get a guided tour of the home, but also just exploring the grounds up there at Monticello, the gardens. I mean, he was a big foodie back in his day. We call him our founding foodie, very lovingly here in the Charlottesville area. So you can explore his gardens and just all other types of things that are located up there on the grounds at Monticello. And right down the road from Monticello is James Monroe's home called Highland. And that is literally just a hop and a skip away from Monticello. You can be there in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
And then up the road from there, about a 20-30 minute car ride from Highland, you've got James Madison's Montpelier. So all three of these homes, you can tour them, and you can also explore all the things that are going on the different properties. So you really can make an entire day just out of visiting some of these historic sites.
Well, you know you're doing something right when you have to name your house. You know, I don't know,
yeah.
Brantley, do you have a special name for your house and property?
I do not. You know you've done very well when your house does have a name. I agree with you there.
But especially like with Monticello, that is like an A-list situation, because not only, and it's one thing, and here, of course, in Illinois, we have Lincoln's kind of boyhood home, and it's like, you know, kind of a shed that you'd have in your backyard, basically. But you've got one of these places that everybody knows about, has seen pictures of. I think isn't it on the back of the nickel?
On the nickel, yeah.
Right. I mean, so this is to be able to be there and physically be inside and get all that history and everything that happened, I think is really great.
Absolutely. And you really do get a very, very cool glimpse at what a creative and groundbreaking person this was. You know, so many things that he invented and created, and just the ideas. I mean, he was just so far ahead of his time, and to really get a firsthand glimpse and account of that from one of the very experienced tour guides that they have up there, it's truly something that you'll never forget.
It's neat when you're able to kind of couple that, if the people decide to make that part of their trip, with sort of the grandeur and all the political and historical buildings, all those big stone structures that you have in Washington, D.C., and then find a way to go and see how the people actually lived, like the places where they actually spent their time and lived, I think is really, really cool. One of the things that people love about Chicago is at least, you know, Michigan Avenue, State Street is some great shopping. People love to shop when they go out there, and not maybe just for souvenirs, but also for different items. And I was interested to see that you guys have like the largest pedestrian mall in the country. Is that possible?
It is one of the longest pedestrian malls in the entire country. So the cool thing about this is the downtown mall, it just celebrated its 40th birthday last year. And when the decision was made, I mean, this used to just be a regular street open to cars and traffic prior to 1976. The decision was made that, you know, we're going to try something different. We're going to brick this in, and we're going to turn this into a pedestrian mall. And the end result has been, 40 years later, it's turned out to be one of the most successful pedestrian malls in the entire country, and it is one of the longest. It's about 8 blocks in length, and it's really the epicenter of the city of Charlottesville. Just so many cool things going on the downtown mall all throughout the year. There are dozens and dozens of restaurants, most of which have outdoor patio spaces, which, of course, you can imagine is especially beautiful at this time of year. Lots of local shops, lots of arts and performance venues. We've got the historic Paramount Theater right on the downtown mall, an open-air pavilion, which hosts concerts. I mean, we have Sheryl Crow coming here a little bit later this month, so it does attract some pretty large names, and just plenty of ways to make an entire day out of it on the downtown mall, and not to mention all the food. I mean, this area is known for its food. We were named the locavore capital of the world by Forbes magazine.
Right.
It's back. So farm to table. Yeah, we've got that going on here in Charlottesville.
Well, I'm not sure if you've heard, but Chicago's a pretty good food town. And of course, we appreciate that when you get around and have a home away from home on the eating side. And you guys have, you know, distilleries, craft breweries. We got a bunch of those here, cideries even. So I think, you know, as you move, unless you're working solo, right, people are going to have different interests. You're going to have some that are going to be tied in maybe for the kids, for the educational side, and some of the historical things that are going on. Then you've got your shoppers, and then you've got your foodies. Everybody's got to eat, and to know that you guys are taking that seriously, I think, is important.
Absolutely. And, you know, while the kids are here, you know, I always say it's never too early to start thinking ahead to, you know, where are they going to go to college? Well, University of Virginia is located right here in Charlottesville as well. This university was founded by Thomas Jefferson. So how cool is it to be able to say you've at least visited, if not gone to, a university that was founded by one of our founding fathers? The Rotunda, the Academical Village, the lawn. You can even check out the room where Edgar Allan Poe lived when he was a student.
Wow.
At the university. Long, long ago, of course. So there's plenty to explore right there on grounds at University of Virginia as well, and maybe get the kids thinking about, you know, hey, where are we going to go to college in a few years?
Don't push it.
Maybe, yep.
Brantley, let the listeners, we're talking with Brantley. He is with the Charlottesville Albemarle Visitors Bureau, talking about some of those great locations, places, destinations, people to get in the car and take those family road trips. Don't push it too much. This was the last week of school, you know, for the kids, so they just got out. We've got a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and I want to think about where they're going to college just yet. But one of the things that we've been talking about, we talk about it on the show all the time, is getting out, getting in the car, and enjoying some of those national parks. And you guys have that too. So you've got not only the shopping and the history, but a little bit of the wilderness with the Shenandoah National Park.
Absolutely, yes. Shenandoah National Park is just about a half-hour drive from the downtown Charlottesville area. And, of course, there you are just right in the beauty and the majesty of the Blue Ridge Mountains. You can hop on the Blue Ridge Parkway. There are overlooks all over the place for you to pull over, get those perfect family selfies, break out the selfie stick, and get that perfect picture with the mountains as a backdrop. Of course, there's all kinds of hiking. And outside of Shenandoah National Park here in Albemarle County, there's rivers and lakes and streams for canoeing or kayaking, or one of the most popular activities is folks like to go to the James River a little bit south of Charlottesville and spend a whole day just floating on a tube. And doesn't that sound relaxing? You're just in a tube and letting the current carry you right on down the river.
Actually, for me, you know, you got the Edgar Allan Poe builds in a little bit of spooky, and then you've got the floating on the tube. For me personally, I know a lot of people would love it. I think it sounds a little terrifying. But then again, there's a little something for everybody there.
A little something for everybody, exactly.
So let us know before we let you go where, you know, the website where people can get in there, get all the information about all the attractions, certainly plan their vacation and their road trip and get out there and see you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you can go to our website. That is visitcharlottesville.org. And on there, you'll be able to find all the information about things that we've talked about. You'll be able to find accommodations and lodging. I mean, there's something for everybody there as well and for all families. So visitcharlottesville.org is going to be the website for you to check out.
Brantley Ussery, he is calling us from Charlottesville, Virginia, kind of inspiring us to get out there and visit him this summer. And I guess maybe all year round you can do it. It's got
all
history.
Year. Yeah.
It's got a little bit of the nature, certainly the shoppings and a little something for everybody. Brantley, thanks so much for what you're doing and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dane. We appreciate it.